Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori, Harav Hillel B'meir Chelmechal Areini Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Anker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yishayahu, and today we have the privilege of going through Perek Lamed Gimel. So, of course, in today's Perek, Yishayahu speaks prophetically about the downfall of the world's Rishayim. So first, as has been his wont for the last, often throughout the last 33 Parakim, he's talked about the Assyrians under Sancheriv during the period of Chizkiyahu. This was supposed to be a period of great opportunity for the Jewish people. This was supposed to be a great period in time that would have resulted in the battle of Gog and Magog, and Chizkiyahu was supposed to be able to become Mashiach. But unfortunately, since that didn't wind up happening and coming into being, now we continue with our study, hoping for a different period in time that will represent that. So Yishayahu begins, Hoishodeid, Ve'atolo shadu debo, geid lo yivgidu bo. Woe unto the robber, you weren't robbed. Your victories were always one-sided, you never tasted the defeat. He's referring, of course, where he says, you, Sancheriv, were able to take over the world, but kehatimcha shodei teshubad ken alosecha livgod yivgidu bach. When you finish the robbery, you'll be robbed, and when you stop betrayal, they'll betray you. This alludes, of course, to Sancheriv's murder at the hands of his own children when he fled to Nineveh after he was totally humiliated by the annihilation of his army. Now Yishayahu stops his vision of the future with a tefillah on behalf of the Jewish people to be protected from their enemies, not only from the period of Sancheriv, which was during Yishayahu's lifetime, but also Nevuah Lidoros, when the Jewish people come and deal with enemies in the future. Hashem Hanenu L'chakivinu Hayezrom L'bekar Mafyishua Seinu Kais. He asks Hashem to grace us with salvation from our enemies, because L'cha Hashem Kivinu, we trust only you. The Malbim says, it means save us in the merit of the fact that we trust you. In other words, there are times in Galus where the Jewish people have bright, hopeful mornings, Hayezrom L'bekarim, where they will have freedom and prosperity. And he says, Hayezrom L'bekarim, be their arm, guide them through the prosperity too. Prosperity also needs a protection. But also, Afishuasena Beisara, they have to save us where the night of Galus comes around, where it's dark, where the people are in difficulty, trouble, misfortune, or danger. And he sees the downfalls of the enemies of the Jewish people, Mikol Hamon, when the enemy will hear the loud sounds of a large army opposing them, creating panic. And he prophesies that the Jewish people will regain all the treasure stolen from them when Hashem comes through and leads them out. In fact, he goes along and he mentions throughout the thousands of years of Galus, Jews have been plundered and robbed of their material wealth and of their rights, and all of this lost treasure will eventually be returned to them, Osef HaChasil, like locust-like, that just like a swarm of locusts leaves nothing untouched, so too the spoils of Jewish treasures will be returned. Not a single penny was ever robbed from a Jew during the last 2,000 years that will be unaccounted for. And that is his understanding there with him. And so now the Nabi goes to the period after Gog and Magog. And so he begins in Pasuk Hey, as a result of the miraculous events in connection with the downfall of the Rishayim, people's image of Hashem will become greatly enhanced. And he is then recognized as the Shochein Marom, the one who dwells on high. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was held in high esteem, the result will be Milei Tzion Mishpat Utztaka, that Tzion will be held on in a high level as well. And so then he goes on to describe the faith during Galus that Hashem will bring the Geula. And he mentions a famous pasuk, Vayamuna sitecha chosin yishuos chachmas vadas yiras Hashem hi otzaro. The faith in your times will be a storehouse of salvation, knowledge, and wisdom. And this, of course, the Gemara identifies, referring to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Rabbi Shechter used to always tell us, Emuna sitecha chosin yishuos chachmas vadas, that is the bread and the butter, that's what where the flour is. But Yiras Hashem Yotzaro, Yiras Hashem serves as the structure. There's somebody who just goes ahead and studies Yiras Hashem all day, he just sings around, he says, I love Hashem, I love Hashem, right? That's not going to be enough to hold a person's emunah together. But at the same time, you need an otzar to properly understand, you need a storehouse to properly place Torah in its right perspective. And a person has to understand that and put it as a center in his life. And if you go ahead and keep the Torah as your faith, even in the difficult times, great things can come about. A person can go ahead and make every effort to appear to his family and to society as a firm Jew, keeping mitzvos, attending shurim, raising a fine family, and finally even getting a big funeral with hundreds of people and write-ups. But when he comes to the Shamayim, right, what's going to happen? Yiras Hashem hi otzaro. God's storehouse must be based on Yiras Hashem. So after the Geula, the Navi goes back to the Galus. First he describes the Malachim, deploying the fact that they were not able to protect Am Yisrael. The angels are going to scream, and we talk about this. Erelim Safu is one of the introductions to one of the major keynotes that we say on Tisha B'Av, because the Erelim are dying to go ahead and do the will of Hashem. And Yishayahu goes further to describe a totally devastated land with empty roads and its cities inhabited. It's as if Hashem destroyed his bris with Am Yisrael. And so there are other ways of serving Hashem, Rabbi Schwab points out, and coming close to Him. One is keeping the mitzvos, another is tefillah. These are certain means that we have a responsibility to go ahead and somehow get closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when we are involved, we might not be able to offer the karbanos, but we are able to become karov to Hashem. You know, in time of the first Beis Hamikdash, the karbanos were misunderstood by a large part of the people. The Nevi'im gave them mussar for having misunderstood the inner meaning of the karbanos. We only have to look at the beginning, where the people just said, Chachachem, Umoadechem, Sana Nafshi, that God was sick of the karbanos, right? Hashem's not interested in having thousands of karbanos, but if the karbanos are offered properly and with the proper symbolism, it can bring somebody close to his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as close as possible in this world. So when the Malachim look around at the devastated Eretz Yisrael, they cry especially bitterly when they say, Nashanamu Misilos, that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the discontinuation of the karbanos, the roads up are now deserted. Why are people going to be going up to Yerushalayim if they have nothing to see? And he goes on to describe Eretz Hechpir Levanon Kamal. He mentions the Levanon area. And he says when the destruction of the land happens, and then the curses of Parshas Kisavo, that Eretz Yisrael will be devastated, are going to wind up being coming true. And so having prophesied that crying of the Malachim over the Galus, he now talks about Mashiach. And in Pasuk Yud, he comes back and he says, Atok Akum. God says, now I'm going to come and arise. Hashem will say, there's a time where the Galus is over, and I'm going to demonstrate my existence to the world. And the revelation of that existence will occur in two parts. The first is, Aromim, I'll be elevated. And then, and I will be straightened. And then Nabi looks at the future of the world before recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Pasuk Yud Beis, he starts to describe how it's going to happen. We're not sure, Rabbi Schwab says, if the vivid description of this cataclysmic fire, where the entire nations are going to be consumed by fire, is meant to be taken literally or not. You know, we do know there are thermonuclear weapons of mass destruction. It could be literal. But what the Navi seems to be saying is, in the final analysis, absent the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by all the world, V'kablu kulam es ol malchusecha, as we say in the Aleinu Tefillah, all the great accomplishments of the nations of the world throughout the courses of history, all those things that were created that man had conceived of, will have been proven to be but chaff, and in the end, it's going to bring harm to mankind. It's like when you have great experiences, like Alfred Nobel, who discovered dynamite to be able to create a means for a person to blast through rocks to make people and bring people closer together, and dynamite has become part of the great bombs that exist. Well, the Nevuah continues at the people inside of Yerushalayim during the period of the siege of Ashur, right before Sancheriv was defeated. However, those big words have meanings beyond. And so he introduces in Pasuk Yud Gimel, those of you, Shimu Rechokim Asher Asisi, those of you who are far away from me, he understands that more than the immediate circumstances, he talks about those who are far away from Hashem and Krovim, who are trying to become closer to the Balei Tshuva. And he says, recognize what I have to offer. Pachadu b'tzion chato'im. He says, be afraid, sinners in Zion. Only those of you who are sinners need to be afraid. Achazar rada chanefim. And then he says, the hypocrites, only the people who follow Shevna, who don't believe that the city is going to be saved, says the Radak, you guys should move away. Who among us can live with a consuming fire? Right? You guys are running around saying that the sinners and the hypocrites in Yerushalayim are making the statement after the great miracle of the destruction of Sancheirib, says the Ibn Ezra. Who can live here in Zion in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we know what we're going to do. So Yishayahu gives the answer, that you can live here without fear. Just get rid of your sins and get rid of your dishonesty, and you'll have no reason to be afraid. And here's the idea that you should go ahead. And he lists six important behaviors that represent the midos tovos, the good character traits that a person has to strive for in the context of performing mitzvos. Holich tzedakos, you have to work with tzedek. You have to do what you're supposed to do in whatever direction. You have to be dover meisharim. You have to speak honestly. Mois bebetza ma'ashakos. You have to reject profits from thievery, right? A tzaddik is not interested in that. Nowhere kapov mitmoch b'shochad. He keeps his hands free from holding bribery. He shakes out of his palms any bribery that may have been offered. And he also won't support bribery under any circumstances, whether it's a compliment or flattery or anything else. The tzaddik avoids all of forms of dishonest behavior and talk. Otim oz no mishmo adamim. He stops his ears to avoid listening to damim, to blood, because he doesn't want to listen to lashon hara. Otim einav mira ospira, and he closes his eyes from seeing something bad. He darkens his eyes. He doesn't look at women. He doesn't look at bali avera. He doesn't want to get himself ruined in the process. So Yishayahu says a picture of the sense of total security that is promised to tzaddikim. He says, when a person can live like that, his bread is provided, his water is sure, he's satisfied. In the world before Mashiach, which is so full of dangers, most people, even the tzaddikim, don't have that absence of fear. The Nabi assures the people of Yerushalayim that their kingdom will remain intact, and that's what he says in Pasuk Yizayin. He says, I know that you understand it. Melech b'yafio techazana inecha. Right? There's a certain understanding over here that the Chachamim see that the king has a responsibility to look good in the eyes of the people. You know, even on Yom Kippur he has to look good. But of course, for us also, we have to hold ourselves up. And so during the siege of Yerushalayim, when the inhabitants saw the enemy outside of the city, Yishayahu focused on the fear, as he says, that not only will the object of the fear not materialize, but the people will wonder how could they have ever feared. Libcha yege ima, your heart will first have fear, and then you'll ask the question, Aye Sofer, who's the king, where's the scribe who was supposed to inscribe us into the taxes? Aye Shokel, where's the official tax collector who we were afraid of, who's going to collect our money? Aye Sofer Samigdalim, who's the real estate appraiser we were afraid of, all right? But the message is also in regard to the future world. Once Mashiach comes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is universally recognized, people will deal with the following. Aye Shokel, Aye Sofer Samigdalim, all the powers and forces that drove man through civilized history won't have any meaning. Where are all those forces now? What became of science? Where's the Sofer, right? Aye Shokel, what's going to happen to the economy and the world commerce that we were so worried about? Aye Sofer Samigdalim, where are the world's powerful military forces? Brute force was all that mattered to the people. Under Mashiach, all the forces that ruled by brute power will either through science or through economics or through the military, they won't have any relevance in dominating man's life on earth. And the Nevuah says, we'll interpret it, Yishayahu assures the people of Yerushalayim that very soon they won't have to deal with the Assyrians. And then there's a long-term aspect at the same time. And Rabbi Schwab turns around and he says, throughout civilized human history, survival is based on power. But the thoughts of the world's great philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, etc., who also have Am Imke Safa Mishmoa, the nations whose language is too deep to understand, most people couldn't understand it. Nilag Lashon Ein Bina. In the time of Mashiach, all of the speculation and philosophical idea about the meaning of life will no longer be understood. And won't be taken seriously, because the thought of all of this goes flying out the window. There'll be Ema. Halo kol akiburim kain lefanecha. That's what we say every day, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, that, on Yom Kippur, they're all the powerful people. It's as if they were never existent, because most of their deeds are without any substance. But here's what will remain. What will remain? Tzion Kiryas Moadenu. Tzion, which is the place where we get together. Right? You're going to go ahead, Yerushalayim Naveshana, and you'll see Yerushalayim. And Kiyim Shem Adir Hashem Lanu Makom Narim Yorim Rechavi Yadayim Bal Telech Bo Ani Shayet V'tzi Adir Lo Yavi Renu. The bottom line is that Yerushalayim gets landlocked, and it serves a very important role. And what do we say? We say, as we say in the slichos of Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ki Hashem Shofteinu, Hashem is our judge. Hashem frees us from Mitzrayim. Hashem Echokekenu, Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem Alkenu Yoshienu. Hashem, as our king, will wage war for us against Gog and Magog, and he'll save us. I'm recalling the illustration of the security of Yerushalayim, and the Navi speaks to the ships, and he closes out the parak with this idea. Natshu chavalayach bal yachzaku kein tiranam bal parshunes as hulak ad shalom arbe pischim bazazuvaz. He says, your ropes were loosened, they can't hold their mast fast, they can't spread the sail. No longer will uval yomar shachin chalisi ha'am ha'yosheb banosei avon. The neighbor won't say, I'm sick. The nation that lives there is going to be forgiven of their sins. In the last pasuk, Yishayahu foresees the time when there will be a complete reversal of the earlier conditions where the Jewish people lived in fear. Earlier, we talked about Pachadu B'Tzion Chatoyim. At the time of Mashiach, any neighbor will say, Chalisi, I was the one who was sick. And at that time, there will be no one who won't do any tshuva, because everyone is going to want to go ahead and live, and no one will have a reason to be afraid from any threat from the outside. May that be the will that we experience quickly in our days. Everyone have a fantastic day.